What do you think?
Because I don't know. It's good to have like Terry again.
Okay.
He knows more about these things than I do.
Let me get up and tell him. I'll tell him again that.
Yeah.
Hey, you just have to permit me to join.
Oh. Mm. Are you recording?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, man.
This year is a Shana Me'uberes, so we have Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. There is a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tainis. If a person has yahrzeit for some relative who died in the month of Adar, whether he should observe the yahrzeit by saying Kaddish or by fasting. In the days of the Bali Atesis, they had a minig that they would fast on the day of the yahrzeit. Many people still have the minig. Whether he should observe the yahrzeit on Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So the simple explanation of the machlokes is that the whole practice of observing a yahrzeit is a matter of a minig. And the Gemara says in the Dorim on Daf Tezvav that a minig is binding mitam neder. It's considered as if the person took a neder. Usually by a neder, the din is nefesh kisushova levatei bisfasayim. That's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. And neder is only binding if you pronounce the neder with your lips. Goma beliboy tzorch lahoitzi bisfasov. Person made up his mind that he wants to do something or he's not going to do something. A neder or a shvua, so it's not binding until tzorch lahoitzi bisfasov, until he says it explicitly. There's an exception to the rule. Min ha-Torah, the Gemara calls a pasuk from Dira Yomim, called Nadib Lev Oilis Heviu. Whoever took a neder in his heart that he's going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so they brought the korbanos. So the Gemara said that's one exception to the rule. Then the Gemara said there's another exception to the rule that Afrashas Truma is Chal B'machshava. Truma Nitelis B'machshava. Because there's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. Korach was Ma'arar Al HaKohuna. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim that after the whole machlokes of Korach v'Hadassah was over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats again all the matnas kuna, many of the matnas kuna, to say that there's a bris with the Kohanim that they get the matnas kuna. He's not going to change and give it to any other shaven. So it's repeated some of the dinam of Truma and Pidyon HaBen in the end of Parshas Korach. So it says there that when you mafrish Maaser Rishon, you give it to the Levi, so the Levi has to take out Maaser min HaMaaser. And that has the same status as Truma Gedoylam. When the Levi is mafrish Trumas Meiser, that's considered Kadogen min Agor Mecham Leah min Ayak, but has the exact same status like Truma Gedoylam. There's a Mishnah in Me'ila that there are four things that have the same din, Bikurim and Chala and Truma Gedoylam and Meiser min Meiser. So the... usually, in order to get malchus, a person has to eat a kazayis of treifa food. There's a machlokes satanoim in the Mishnah in the end of Makkas, the last parak of Makkas. One time is of the opinion that kol shehu malchus, you get malchus even if you ate less than a kazayis. The whole din of eating a kazayis is only if you ate a kazayis of pigol anoiser, then you chayv kores. But in order to be chayv malchus, it is not necessary to eat a kazayis, even kol shehu malchus. So we don't pasken like that. We pasken you have to eat a kazayis. And then there's a further machlokes satanoim. What if a person eats a kazayis of non-kosher food? He ate a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of basa b'cholof. Do you say yisurim mitzar from zem zeh? At the end of the day, he ate a kazayis, took the achilus pras of non-kosher food. What do you say? No, we pasken no. Any surim mitzar from zem zeh. You only get malchus if you ate a kazayis of one iser. You ate a kazayis of basa b'cholav, a kazayis of chazer. But if you ate a half a kazayis of basa b'cholav and a half a kazayis of chazer, it's not mitzar from yachad. So here there's a Mishnah in Me'ila where the Mishnah says that if I'm not a kohen, if a person is not a kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma gedoyda, he's not allowed to eat challah, he's not allowed to eat ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, and he's not allowed to eat bikurim. So if he eats a quarter of a kazayas of each one of the four, and it adds up to a full kazayas, then the Mishnah says he is loike. Why? Because it's all shem echad. Truma is all shem echad. All four are called truma. Bikurim, melchala, maisam, and amaiser, and truma gdol, those are all called truma. So that's the posik in Parshas Korach. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, when the Levi gives trumas maisa to the Kohen, it's considered, v'nechshav, it's the equivalent of kadogen menagorin, v'chamdei menayekev, has the exact same status like truma gdoila, that the farmer is mafresh from his tefuah. So the Gemara said these two are exceptions to the rule. The rule is that by all inyani haflo, nefesh kiseshav alabate bisosayim. Haflo means, it says by nazir, isha isha ki afli linda neda nazir lahazir lashem. So Rashi writes, haflo loshen parlay balaz, to speak, something that's chal ayidei dibu, and adorim, and shvuas, and erchen, and hagdashis, and ziris, and that's all in the Rambam. There are Yud Dalet Svarim, 14 Svarim, the Arach HaZokah. So one sefer is called Sefer HaFlo. Has all the dinim of Hilchas, Nedarim, Shavuos, etc. Erech HaMacharam and Hekdesh is everything. So these two are two exceptions to the rule. These two are the exceptions to the rule that Truma should have required Dibur, and it's Chal B'machshav because it says V'nechshav Lachem Truma Aschem. That's not the Pashe Pshat and the Pasuk. Pshutu Shal Mikro V'nechshav Lachem Truma Aschem is that the Trumas Maisa that the lady gives to the Kohen has the same status as Truma Gdoila that the farmer is mafresh from the Tvuah. V'nechshav Lachem Truma Aschem, it's Choshuv, has the same Chashivas. But the Torah Shebaal Peh gives an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. V'nechshav Lachem Truma Aschem, that he can be mafresh Truma B'machshava. Even though it belongs to the category of Inyoni HaFloah, and you should require deeper, Nefesh Kishava Levad Tibis Hasayim, so the truma is an exception to the rule. And karbonis is the other exception to the rule because the pasuk says in Dirayomim, kol nadiv levoy l'sevil. The Gemara says these are the two exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Tezvav says that there's a third exception to the rule, the whole category of minik toiv. Minik toiv is not, let's say a person makes up his mind he's going to give tzedakah and made up his mind how much he's going to give to tzedakah. He didn't call out anything, it didn't say bepeh. If he says b'feh, so it's binding right away. But if he didn't say neder b'feh, just b'machshava, so that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah paskins both in Choshen Mishpat and in Yerideya, in Hilchas Tzedakah, that Tzedakah is the same as Hegdash. That just like Hegdash is chal b'machshava, so Tzedakah is also chal b'machshava. Pashto says that it's a real din d'oraisa, that Tzedakah has the same din as Hegdash. But what if it's not an inyan of Tzedakah, it's not an inyan of Hegdash? Let's say the person has a minik toif. He, when they take out the Sefer Torah, he walks behind the Sefer Torah. He follows. Or he has a minik toif, he's going to daven at the Vosikin minyan. He has a minis chasid, he's going to learn daf yoyim, or something like that. Even if he doesn't learn daf yoyim, he's going to learn something else. He has this minik toif to learn daf yoyim. So we say if he does it once and he plans to continue, or he does it three times and he wasn't thinking one way or the other, but he's going to continue, so that's chal b'machshava. If he does it once and he planned to continue like that, see, even though other nedarim are not chal b'machshava, in the Torah, the only thing that's chal b'machshava is hegdish or tzedakah or hafrosh as truma. So in the rabbanon we say any hanhaga teiva is chal b'machshava. We treat it all midirabbanon as if it would be nidre hegdish and it's chal b'machshava. So that's why there's a machlokes hatanoim in the nedarim. In the Samachs in the Dorm, if a person takes a neder, he will not eat the potato chips till the end of Chodesh Ador. And it's a Shana Mu'beres. And we knew in advance it's a Shana, it was already announced. And the days of the Gemara, sometimes they didn't know in the beginning of the year till later on. But by us, we have a printed calendar, so we know already in advance it's a Shana Mu'beres, and we're dividing the Parshias accordingly. So there is a machlokes hatanoim. The rule is b'nedarim halacha chalosha miliyodim. When a person takes a neder, whatever language he spoke, whether he takes a neder in English or in Yiddish or in Hebrew, so it doesn't depend on on biblical Hebrew. It depends on spoken Hebrew. It doesn't depend on Yiddish in the books. It depends the way people speak Yiddish. It depends on English. Spoken English doesn't depend on what the word means in the dictionary. Depends on common usage. That's the Gemara b'nedarim. So the Tanaim had a machlokes b'loshem miliyodim. When a person speaks of Ador in a year with the Zushan Muberes, do you assume Bistam he's talking about the Rishon or he's talking about Ador Sheni? So they say the same over here. If the my father died on Ches Ador, Moshe Rabbeinu is Yotzer Zayin Ador, my father's the day after Zayin Ador, is Ches Ador. My father died in Shana Pshuta. So the question is, when should I observe the Yotzer? So there's a machlokes, Mechaber Ramah, Ashkenazim and the Sfarim have different practices, whether Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni. So the Pashto says that that's the machlokes, Ben Adorim Halach HaChaloshim and Yodom. You always... A minik toiv is binding mitam neder. So the question is, if a person would have taken a neder, he would say, I'm going to fast on Ches Ador. I'm going to observe Ches Ador. Which Ador did he mean? Did he mean Ador Rishon or did he mean Ador Sheni? So depending on what is the Loshem and the Adam, that'll determine whether you should fast Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni. Then the Ramah recommends, and he says, a minik is that you observe both, Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. So the Pashtus is, misofik. Because it's a machlokes hatanoim, but the stam ador in loshem b'riyadim is ador rishon and ador sheni, so you should observe both. So the Bir Hagro, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Bir Hagro there gives a different explanation. Bir Hagro says you observe both ador rishon and ador sheni, b'toras vadai, not b'toras sofek. How can it be b'toras vadai? You have two yartzeit in the same year. So the Gro proves like this. The Gemara in the first perek in Megillah has a discussion among the Tanoim, when should one observe the Yantav of Purim? Should he observe an Ador Rishon or an Ador Sheni? So on the one hand, there's a consideration that Eim Avira Nala Mitzvahs. If you come to a room and you have a lulav right away, and then there's another lulav in a different room, so it's not right to pass the first lulav, pass by the first lulav and be yotze with the second one. Ein ma'avir an ala mitzvah. So the first lulav that you bab mitu, you take that to be yotze. There's a Mishnah Menachas in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, when the Bezdin used to send shluchim to cut some of the tvua to prepare for the minchas ha'omer on Mitzvah Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, so they would take from Eretz Yehuda, Misamach LiYerushalayim. There are no farms in Yerushalayim, so they wouldn't travel far away to a distant location. They would take an Eretz Yehuda near Yerushalayim. Why? So the Gemara says, because Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah, you can either use this Tvur, or you can use the Tvur, that's 5 miles away. So why should you use 5 miles away if you can use the Tvur here? Whenever you have to fulfill a mitzvah with a Chepze, there's a Chepze that's close and there's a Chepze that's further away. That's the Klal, Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah. So the Gemara applies it over here. You can either fulfill the mitzvahs of Purim in Ador Rishon or in Ador Sheni, so do in Ador Rishon. And then we don't follow that opinion. We observe all the mitzvahs of Purim in Ador Sheni. Why is that? So the Gemara says, why? Because Mismach Gu'ula L'Gu'ula Adifa, that Nisan is going to be the Chodesh HaGu'ula. We're going to celebrate Pesach. So Purim is also a Gu'ula. There was a temporary Gu'ula. It wasn't like the Gu'ula's Mitzrayim. It was a Yeshua. So it's preferable to observe an Ador Sheni. So that's the Gemara's Machlokes in the first perek in Maseches Megillah. When should you observe Purim? So what? So the Vilna Gaon points out, what do you mean? You can either observe Purim, Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni. Which is the real Ador? The one that's the real Ador, that should be the one when you observe Purim. What does the Gemara say? You have a toss-up. You can either fulfill a mitzvah with this lulav or the lulav that's further away. So fulfill with the first lulav that you bump into. But if Ador Rishon is not the real Ador is Ador Sheni, so you can't fulfill with the first one is Purim Katan. It's not really Purim. So the Vilna Gaon says, you see from the Gemara that Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, they're both considered Ador. Ador Rishon is Ador, Ador Sheni is Ador, and Yud Dalid, Ador is Purim, and that this year there are two Purims, 2 days of Purim. Not only 2 days, it's all 4 days. We spoke yesterday, all 4 days. So Gemara says, Lesa shel zeh bazeh v'shel zeh bazeh. The Gemara says, even if you live in New York and you observe Purim on Yudalet Ador, but Tezvav Ador is also behesped of the tainus. And even if you live in Yerushalayim and you're going to observe Purim on Tezvav Ador, but Yudalet Ador is also behesped of the tainus. Why? Because really, all 4 days are Purim. Yudalet Tezvav Ador Rishon, Yudalet Tezvav Ador Sheni, Ador Rishon Ador Sheni, they're both Ador. They're really 4 days that are Purim. And the question is, which of the 4 days do you fulfill a mitzvah? Let's say Pesach is a holiday that goes the 7 days. You can't have the Seder on the sixth day of Pesach. It has to be the first night of Pesach. Rosh Hashanah is a whole yantav for 24 hours. You have to blow shofar in the daytime. You can't, you're not yetzi if you blow at night. Or you have to shake a lulav the first day of Sukkot. Sukkot is a yantav that goes for 7 days till through Hashanah Rabbah. And min haTorah lekachtum lechem b'yom harishon pri etz hodor. The mitzvah min haTorah netilas lulav is only the first day b'yom and not b'layla. So even though you have a long yantav that's for a couple of days or a yom b'layla, there's a specific zman within the yantav when you're supposed to fulfill a mitzvah. So this year there are 4 days that are Purim. Yudalet tezvov the rishon, yudalet tezvov the sheni. So that's what the Bi'ur HaGra is explaining, that the Rama, when he recommends one should observe both days, ches adirishin, ches adusheni, as the yartzeit, it's b'toras vada, not b'toras sofik, because there's a machlokes hatanoim and the Mishnah around Daf Samad Beis and the Dorim, because b'nedorim halocha achaloshim b'niyodam, and it's unclear what the loshim b'niyodam is, because minik toiv is binding mitam neder, and the neder depends on loshim b'niyodam, and loshim b'niyodam, it's a question. Whether people, when they say other, do they mean, and they know it's an oshanim who bears, that they probably mean or the rishon or the sheni. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that's not the reason why you observe both. He thinks that it's b'toras vaday. What do you mean b'toras vaday? So you have to add on a little bit. So there's a sefer on Hilchas Avelos that was written around 100 years ago. It's called Or Cheschaim. The author was a rabbi in Sepinke. He wasn't a rebbe. He wasn't a chassidish rebbe. It was a rav. And he quotes a lot from the... He has Ha'oris from the Maharsham in his Sefer. He quotes the Rab Chaim Soloveitchik a lot. He quotes the Or Sameach a lot. He corresponded and he spoke to them. So he has all of Hilchos Avelos alphabetically arranged. He wrote this Sefer Or Cheschaim that's Ha'oris on Shulchan Aruch, Sif by Sif. Because on Aruch Chaim we don't have a Pischei Tshuva. We just have the Shari Tshuva, which was written by the two brothers, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius and his brother. Ephraim Zalman Margolius was the early 1800s. Pischei Tshuva and Yerideya and Ebenezer and Chosh Mishpa was written in the late 1800s. He quotes Chasam Sofer and he quotes later Achrayim. So if you just have an Achrayim, just have the Shari Tshuva, so you're missing a lot, missing all the later Achrayim. So this Pinker wrote this Sefer. It was reprinted different times. It's Kedai to get it. It's a Likud of all Achrayim. It's very valuable. It's called Or Cheschaim Sepinke, because it was printed in the city Sepinke. The author was a rabbi in Sepinke. So the same author wrote another sefer, Hilchos Avelos, alphabetically arranged. He has another, that's called Chaim Avrochel Mishmer V'Shalom. And he wrote another sefer, also Chaim Avrochel Mishmer V'Shalom, that's Hilchos Dalad Minim, alphabetically arranged. Very useful. He says that before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Rabbanim are busy going through Hilchas Tchiyas Shofar and Hilchas Tefillah and who is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. They really have no time to go through the dinim of Dalad Minim. So Baal HaBos comes with a Shaila. It's going to take him a long time till he looks it up. So that's what motivated him to put all the Hilchas Dalad Minim in alphabetical order so he can find it faster. And he has all Kisvayav, Rishayim, Achrayim. He has access to everything. Really fantastic. Now they probably have access to more. But at the time that it was printed, 100 years ago, it was fantastic. So he has in Hilchos Avelos, and in Sefer Chaim Avrochel Mishmer Shalom, he has everything alphabetically arranged. So on the Yortzeit, he says, what is observance of the Yortzeit all about? So he quotes from, it's all quotations, he quotes from Achrayim who say that the fact that the person died on this day, obviously it was a Yom HaDin for him, or maybe it was a Yom HaDin for the whole family, that this person was taken away from them. So just like it was a Yom HaDin, the Bezen Shalmayim that took the person's life, it was a Yom HaDin for the Nifter, or the Yom HaDin for the family, on that day, 15 years ago, maybe it's again going to be a Yom HaDin for that person. Maybe they'll be judging him again, because we haven't saw him that if a person during his lifetime did Averis or mitzvahs, whatever he did, and that left an imprint, and because of him, his grandchildren are medaktik in mitzvahs, so because of him, his grandchildren are not medaktik in mitzvahs, So they made a din when he died. The Bez and Shalmaila made a judgment. But then they keep on rejudging him every year. On the day of the Yahrzeit, they can judge him again because he deserves moschar. Because grandchildren are doing mitzvahs and learning because of him. Or grandchildren are doing averas, so he was a rabbi in the Kehillah. So maybe he didn't do a good job. Maybe he did a wonderful job. So they keep on changing the psak every year. So because the Yom HaYahrzeit was at one time the Yom HaDin, so that's why the minig is that it's a minig, it's not a real din, but the practice is that one says Kaddish and people fast on the Yom HaDin, you fast, man, you have the minig that you fast on a Yahrzeit, because maybe that day is again a Yom HaDin. So maybe a serious day, like an Eis Tzara. Yom HaDin is like an Eis Tzara. So that's why they say the Vilna Gaon holds that it's Betoras Vadai. It's not Betoras Sofik, whether Odirishan or Odisheni, which is the Lashem of the Yadam. Doesn't matter Lashem of the Yadam, Alpidin. Both Odirishan and Odisheni, you see from that Gemara, that both Odirishan and Odisheni are considered Ador. When they changed the calendar, see, originally the calendar didn't have Shmos Chodoshim Halloween Mohem Bavel. The names of the month that began when they came back from the 7 years of Golas Bavel. Until then, the months had numbers. Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Hasheni, Chodesh Hashlishi. So there was no issue of Adarishon, Adarsheni. There was a Chodesh Hashnei Masar and a Chodesh Hashlosha Asar. There was no Adarishon, Adarsheni. When they came back from Bavel, Ramban HaChumash and Parshas Boy quotes this line from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Shmos Chodoshim Helu Imohem Mi Bavel. So some of the maskilim write that you see that the Jews were always picking up shtick from the Umas Olam, from the Goyish societies that they lived in. But haraya that they picked up the names of the Goyish months. There's a shoemaker near the yeshiva on St. Nicholas. He's from the Middle East. I don't know exactly what persuasion he is of, but he has a calendar. It's not a Jewish calendar. It's not a Goyish calendar. He has Tammuz is the same. Some of the months are the same as ours. So, I mean, we took the names of the months from them. That's what the Gemara says. Shavas Chodoshim, Elohim, Imam, and Bava. Why did we take the months from the Goyim? Tammuz is one of them. I already forgot which one. Elul. I think Elul they have also. Elul has to do with Avodah Zarah. Elil has to do with Avodah Zarah. So I think there are three or four months that the names were taken from the Bavel. So the Ramban HaChumash thinks that it's not an indication of assimilation, but rather, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Alechem Rosh Chodoshim, we should incorporate the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach, and we should say HaKadosh HaRishon is Chodesh HaGula, Chodesh Nissen. So too, when there'll be a Gula from Golas Bavel, the Chachamim at that time, as when Nehemiah, they felt you have to incorporate the Gula from Golas Bavel into the Luach as well. So that's why they introduced Shmos Chodoshim, Elohim Mohem Bavel. So this is a question, was this a real major change? Was this a major change? Or it wasn't a change? See, when we write a ksuba today, you write a get. We don't write, what is it now, Ador, Chodesh HaShnei Moser. We don't write Chodesh HaShnei Moser. We write Chodesh HaDarishon. So the question, why don't we write Chodesh HaShnei Moser? Is it that the old system was replaced? Let's say today, when you want to know, when is Rosh Hashanah? So we say, Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. When is Sukkah? It's Tezvav Tishrei. Is that true? Sukkah is Tezvav Tishrei, and Pesach is Tezvav Nissen? Or do you say, no. Pesach is Tezvav L'Chodesh HaRishon. The system Daraisa never changed. The Dinim Daraisa, Pesach Shavuot Sukkah, goes according to the old system, the old calendar. The Rambam has one of the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamunah, none of the laws of the Torah ever change. So the system was a Chodesh HaRishon and a Chodesh HaSheni, so it still is the same. With respect to Dinim Derabbanan, Chanukah and Purim, that was introduced later, after the Jews came back from Golas Babel, when they introduced Chanukah and Purim, said those are Dinim Derabbanan. So with respect to, we have two concurrent systems. We have numbers for the months and we have names for the months. So all the old dinim deraisa depend on the numbers for the months. All the real dinim deraisa depend on the numbers. The system never changed. They made a zechet to the gula. They put in a couple of names. They put in names in addition to the numbers. It's also names. Is that the pshat? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, no, that they taka changed the whole system? that we no longer say Rosh Hashanah, that we no longer say that Sukkot is Tezvav, the Chodesh HaShvi'i, but it's rather Tezvav Tishrei. And we don't say that Pesach is Tezvav the Chodesh HaRishon. No, it's Tezvav Nissan. Did we really change it? So there's a Sefer HaIkarim by Rabbi Yosef Albo. He used to be a boy in my class, Yosef Albo. He was a direct descendant from Rabbi Yosef Albo. He's in Rabbanah somewhere in the Newark area, Asfardi. So the Rabbi Yosef Albo, Tain is against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that there's one of the 13 principles of orthodoxy is the laws of the Torah never change? Here the Ramban al Atar quotes the Yerushalmi that they did change. Shmos Chadosh Me'aloi Mo'em Bavel. They changed the whole system. So the question is it really true? Did they really change the whole system? Did they really change the whole system? And we no longer observe the Yomim Tovim according to the Tezvav Chodesh HaRishon, Tezvav Chodesh HaShvi? Or do you say no? With respect to all Dinim Deraisa, this system never changed. We superimpose an additional system, Hashmos Chadoshim, Benegir to Dinim Derabbanan, that they'll make Mikan al Habba. But not Benegir to Dinim Deraisa. So this whole Bir Hagro, this whole Vort that the Vilna Gaon is saying, that really Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, they're both Ador. And that's why all 4 days are really all 4 days of Purim. Lesa Shal Zebezeh, Vishal Zebezeh, this is Nisa Hespe Vitainis on all 4 days. Just the Machloikas Hatanoim. When do you observe the other mitzvahs of Purim? Shalach Manas, Matanas Lavyonim, Mikra Megillah. You observe it Adar Rishon because Eim Aviran on Mitzvah, Adar Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon understood from the Gemara that you see that they're both called Ador. And he holds that Aliba de Emes like that, not just for fake dinim de Rabbanon. For your side, the question of which is really the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin is for real, not dinim de Rabbanon. Which din, Bezon Shalmai, which day is the Yom HaDin? Is it Chas HaDarish and Ches HaDasheni? So the Vilna Gaon says, since they're both Ador, so they're both Yemei HaDin. So it's Betoris Vadai, that the person should observe both as the Yom of the Yard side. So he's assuming, like the Sefer HaIkarim, that the Din Deraisa changed. That when Ezra came and introduced Shmos Chadashim, the Din Deraisa changed. See, it's Negeh La'aloche, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu, we say, was born on Zayin Adar. So let's say the year that he was born was The year he was born was Shana Pshuta. Let's say, for argument's sake, if 13 years later was Shana Mu'uberes. So when did he become Bar Mitzvah? So when does one become bar mitzvah? At the completion of Yud Gimel Shana V'Yoyim Echod. Means if a person, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar, so 13 years later on Vav Adar is Yud Gimel Shana. When in Zayin Adar, that's the first day into the 14th year. So the first day into the 14th year, that's when he becomes bar mitzvah. So the question is, what if he was born Yud Gimel, what if he was born in Shana Pshuta? So he wasn't, it was before Golas Bavel. So they didn't have Shmos Chadoshim. So he was born Yud Gimel, L'Chodesh HaYud Beis. And then the year he becomes Bar Mitzvah, there's a Shana Mu'uberes. So when does he become Bar Mitzvah? The first day into the 14th year. When is the first day into the 14th year? The Chodesh HaShlosha Osar, he still didn't begin the 14th year. The Pashto says he should become Bar Mitzvah all those who were born in Adar Rishon, all those who were born in Ador, in the Shana Pshut, and they become Bar Mitzvah in the Shana Mu'uberes, should really become Bar Mitzvah the first day in Chodesh Nissan? No? When should they become Bar Mitzvah? When is the first day into the 14th year? When is the first day?
Adar Sheni.
No. Adar Rishon.
No, Adar Sheni.
Adar Sheni, because we count years by...
No, but according to the Gra, it's going to be Adar Rishon, because the Gra is saying 12 months and one day, so there's 13 months here, but he's born in Shana
Pshuta. The Gra seems to assume that when they change the calendar, they're both called Ador, and this is Klap Yishmai Galya also, even for the Bezon Shalmailo. The Yoyim Adin on the Niftor, the Yoyim Adin on the family, is Ches Ador. So he says that both are Ador, so the two Yemei Hadin this year. So he's assuming that the change was a real change, Daraisa. That was the assumption of the Rabbi Yosef Albo in asking against the Rambam. He said, how can the Rambam postulate as a klal? He said that they changed the names of the months. They used to have numbers, then they changed the whole system. So others say, who says they changed it? They superimpose, in addition to the numbers of the months, they superimpose also names, but they give to all the dinim deraisa, alibademis, it depends on the number of the month. But they give to the dinim derabanan, Chanukah and Purim, that depends on the name of the month. Whatever was instituted after the change in the calendar, but alibademis, the calendar was never really changed. Klapishmai galya, nothing ever changed. So the question was, before they changed the calendar, so Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, was born on Zayin Adar in Hashana Pshuta, and let's say he would become Bar Mitzvah in Hashana Me'uberes. So when would be the first day into the 14th year? Can you say he already begins the 14th year in the Chodesh HaShnei Masar?
Yeah.
And does it depend how you count years? Then we count Shanin based on Chodeshin?
Yeah, but this year has 13 months. This year that is becoming Bar Mitzvah has 13 months. So could you say that on Vav Adar is the end of 13 years, then Zayin Adar Rishon is going to be the first day into the 14th year. But this year has 13 months. So you didn't really begin. Huh? You didn't really begin... didn't really begin the 14th year yet. So you probably would have to wait, huh? You probably have to wait till when?
Darshini.
But Rebbe said, Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah. This is Mamish Azman Mitzvah in the 12th month.
Eim Avir Nala Mitzvah, the Gemara argues, if Adarish and Adarshini, they're both Ador, and that's Purim, and that's Purim, so when should you fulfill a mitzvah? So it's like I walk into a room, there's a lulav here, and then there's a lulav on a further table in a different room. So I shouldn't leave, I shouldn't be mavar ala mitzvah, I should do the mitzvah with the first lulav that I bump into. I shouldn't walk all the way over there to fulfill a mitzvah with the lulav that's further away. Yeah, but over here, it's not a question, when do you have the party of bar mitzvah? The question, when does it become bar mitzvah? When is the first day of the 14th year? So this year has 13 months. So you can't really say that it's already the beginning. Can you say it's already the beginning of the 14th year? On Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, on Zayin Adar is the beginning of the 14th year. The year is not over yet, is it? So when...
Isn't it Bavadai by Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was born when they only counted the months? So for sure, he would be by the 12th month. It's only a Shaila Bizman Azeh.
Why?
Because he would have had the full Zman.
When they didn't have names for the months. So it wasn't Adarish and Adarsheni. It was a Chodesh Neim Asa, a Chodesh HaShlosha Asa. So when should Moshe Rabbeinu become Bar Mitzvah?
Zayin Adarsheni.
No, there is no other shade. It's the 12th month.
Chodesh HaShlosha
Asar. Yeah.
That's the beginning of the... That would be the beginning of the 14th year? But the 13th... It's so far away, we can't think. Why?
It's Shnayim Asar. I have no suffix here. it's so painfully obvious to me.
Why? No, think. Why? Some of this also, there's...
No, but you go with years.
Shanim and
Purim. If you go 13 with, full years, and the first day into the 14th year.
Yeah, so that's 12 months. So
the 13th year has... But the 13th year has 13 months. So he didn't really finish the 13th year yet. 13th year has 13 months.
No, but
months. If you're counting by months, Shana Mubaros within those 13 years, right? Say year 9 was a Shana Mubaros.
Okay.
If this is only 13 months, then you only need 156 months, and it doesn't make sense. And he's going to be bar mitzvah 6 months earlier.
No, we don't count months like that.
It can't
we never
be months.
Say that.
Has to go with years.
But Kolot Arkulu, we don't say that.
Year.
No.
Exactly.
In Kolot Arkulu, we say a year is a year. Sometimes years are 12 and 13. If you're in Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, once you get to the to the 13th year once you're finishing the 13th year. So now you have a 13th month year, which is a quirk of a year. So you say 12 months is an average year, and now he's into the next year, even though this year didn't finish up, because this is a quirk of a... Not I think yet. The Rambam says like that. No, it's in the Rambam.
But he didn't begin the 14th year
yet. Yeah, but if you're a bar mitzvah...
He begins his 14th year.
If you're a bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah should be Zion Chodesh Shemus, right?
Yeah.
So if then you're adding Chodesh Shosh Esrei, you're still going to get to Zion Shemus, right? So maybe it should be Chodesh Shemus, right? Right? That's before you had the names.
If you assume, like the Sefer HaIkarim, that there was a major change, that we no longer go with the old system, and that's why he considered this a Kasha, Pircha, against the Rambam. He holds that they changed it, and they're both considered Adar. So you say the kid was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, Zayin Adar is the first day into the 14th year. But you have two Adars. So it's a stira. So what do you do when you have a taita de sasri? So whenever you have a taita de sasri, you treat it like a sofik.
Ben Hashmashas?
Yeah, like Ben Hashmashas. So you treat it like a sofik. So you should treat it as if it's a sofik, whether it becomes bar mitzvah on Zayin Adar Rishon, on Zayin Adar Sheni. Not that it's really a sofik, but it's a taita de sasri, because they're both Adar. That's if you hold, like they say for Hikarim, that there was a major change. When Shmos Chodosh Melo Imami Bavel, there was a major change. And from now on, we don't go with the numbers of the months. We go with the names of the months. So then you say the name of the month is Adar. He was born Zayin Adar. And that Zayin Adar and that Zayin Adar. Odirishan Odirsheni, the both Adar on the level of their Isa. So whenever you have a taita de sasri, you should go the chumra in both directions. What if you hold that they never really changed it when they get to dinim derais? They just made a zecher to the geula from Golas Bavel. They added on, they superimposed, in addition to the old system that the months have numbers, they added on a new system that in addition the months have names as well. But when they get to all the dinim derais, you still go with the numbers of the months. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's no other. There's no other Rishon or other Sheni. The whole thing doesn't exist. There's only Zion. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zion, Zion L'Chodesh HaShnei Masar, and then he becomes Bar Mitzvah in a year when there's a Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So can you say he already entered into the beginning of the 14th year?
Of course you do. If the person was born, let's say, B'Chodesh Revi'i,
yes,
and in a Shana Pshuta, and then he has his bar mitzvah in a Shana Mubaris.
Okay.
And so you don't say that I should push it up to Chodesh Chamishi because it's, no correct. One say that.
Right.
At least, so of course, Midar Raisa, if you're holding the
because two it's already course. Now.
It's famous.
Because it's already the first day into the 14th year.
Yeah.
So let's say he was born in the Chodesh HaShnei Masar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he was born in the Chodesh HaShnei Masar. So then when will he be Bar Mitzvah? All CSA.
When he reaches Shnei Masar, right?
Yeah.
Because it's still Shnei Masar.
Chodesh HaShnei Masar.
Shnei Masar still exists.
Doesn't
you hit Zayin Adar Shnei Masar.
The other way will be Ashar Lahis. The other way will be Ashar. Let's say if Moshe Rabbeinu, before the days of Ezra, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar Sheni, and then the year he becomes Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar.
Yeah.
So then when does he become Bar Mitzvah? See? So he was born Zayin HaChodesh HaShlosha Asa.
Is that Nisan?
So he does become Bar Mitzvah, I don't think. Probably Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Rosh Chodesh
Nisan. There is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asa.
You wouldn't say it has to be a month after Chodesh Shnei Masar. Right.
I don't think so. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so all those who were born in Adar Sheni 13 years ago, will become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, probably. If you still retain the old system. If you ignore the old system, you say, like the Sefer HaYikarim, that the old system is no longer with us. That we don't have numbers for the months, we have names for the months. So he was born, Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar Sheni, and he becomes Bar Mitzvah in a year where there is no Adar Sheni. So Adar, So other. So if a person is born in a Shana Pshut and he becomes by mitzvah Shana Muberes, so that's Ador and that's Ador. So it's a Tata Disastri. It's a Mistamet. On the one hand, Adorishan is Ador, Adorshani is Ador. It's a Stira. But whenever you have a Tata Disastri, you treat it like a Sophist. They go to Chumer. Some in both directions. But if he was born... But if he was born in the Adorshani, in the Shana Muberes, in an Adorshani... Then it becomes by mitzvah neshana pshuta. So when should he? So when should he become? When should he become bar mitzvah? So if you go with the names of the months, he was born on Zayin Adar, and this year there's only one Adar. There's no other Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So it becomes by mitzvah on Zayin Adar, huh? But if you say, with respect to all the Dinim Darais, you still go with the old system of the numbers of the months, and Mistama, whoever was born in Adar Sheni, Mistama will not become Bar Mitzvah till Rosh Chodesh Nissen. They have a lot of Bar Mitzvahs on the same day, even though they weren't born on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Because the first day into the 14th year is not until... Because they were born on Zion or Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. This year there is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So you can only say he enters into the beginning of the 14th year when it comes the first day of the first month, because that whole year was ended already. It can't go past Rosh Chodesh. So it should have nafkeminus ledina. Should have nafkeminus ledina. Anyway, that's the shaila. This year is Hashanah Muberes. So there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. When, if my father died in Hashanah Pshuta and Ches Ador, when does one observe the Yortzeit? So the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, the original machlokes from the Baalei HaTosfos is which dana do you paskin like, based on loshem b'riyadam, but in dorim haloicha haloshem b'riyadam, and a minig and the observance of a yartzeit is a minig. Minig is bani mitam neder. So it depends like loshem b'riyadam. So on loshem b'riyadam, what the people really, which month do they refer to as Ador, or the Rishon or the Sheni? And then the Ramah recommends to absorb both. So the Bir Agroh, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Bir Agroh understood the Ramah, the Pashup shot the Ramah Misafik, that he should observe all the Rishon and the Sheni. So what do you have to lose? So observe both days. So the Bir Agroh says, no, not B'Torah Sofik, B'Torah Svadai. Torah Svadai, he's assuming that observing a Yortzeit is because it's a Yoyim Adin and the Bezon Shal Maile. Either it's a Yoyim Adin for the Nifter or the Yoyim Adin for the family. So if it's a Yom Adin, so you want to say Kaddish, it should be a schus for the Niftar. Or you want to fast, it should be like an Eis Tzora. A Yom Adin is considered like an Eis Tzora. So that is a question. Okay, that is a question this year. When does one observe a Yortzeit and so on? Let's see, time for a little Bava Kamma. Where do we leave off? Yutesamad Aleph. Around 15 lines from the top.